Will the children come forth for children's moment?
Okay. Now I know that we have communion after, and so I can't be too long with this, but I do want to say that the other day at church, you got to use your imagination a little bit, something that you may not know much about, but in my work, I'm doing machining work, and I'll try to get through it quickly. But here's what happened. At the end of the day, a guy brought a shaft in, an old shaft that was all messed up. Piece of metal, about that long, about 2 inches in diameter. He wanted me to take the other one he brought with me, the new one, and make it like the old. Okay. That's simple enough, right? Okay. Well, in one of it is what they call a keyway, which is just a slot in there, and it holds a pulley or something. Who knows what it holds? And the other end, there were two holes. One inch back, and 1 4 inches back, but they had to be 90 degrees from each other. Okay. Y'all up on there? Got it? Okay. All I was told was, cut the shaft off to the same length and put the two holes in it, one being 90 degrees from the other. Those guys left. Because it was the end of the day, everybody else left. So I was there by myself. That's all right. I know my business. I know what I'm doing. I took that shaft and I cut it off and I threw it up there in that mill and I punched that first hole in there. And after I got that first hole punched in there, I thought, there's a keyway in this thing. Now, what that means is, what if those holes had to line up with that key? I just threw that thing up there. I didn't think anything about lining any keyway up with them holes to make this shaft work. But I'd already punched a hole in it, in that brand new shaft that man brought us. And I thought, oh my goodness. Well, long story short, I figured, well, I done it now, so maybe the keyway doesn't matter. And as it turned out, it didn't matter where the key was. But here's the story. When I turned that thing 90 degrees and punched that other hole in there, and I took both them shafts out and I set them on the table, the old shaft, I put the keyway where it was facing directly down, and I took the new shaft I made, and I put the keyway directly down, and you could not tell the difference from the holes where they were angled in there, because they were at an angle. And when you look at the two shafts, you could look right through the holes. And you know what I said? There is a God. And when I said that, because there wasn't nobody there at the time, I didn't know if that keyway mattered. I thought we're fixing to be using another big 2-inch piece of metal. But when I said that, I thought to myself, well, you know what? Me being a Christian and all, and the faith that I should have, I should have never said there is a God, because we already know there's a God. Isn't that right? So I should have said, well, there is a God. I should have said, thank you, God, because I know you was with me and watching out for me to keep my dumb self protected, which he does all the time. As long as we know that the Lord is in our hearts and in our minds, God will always show us the right way. Whether we do it or not is up to us, right? But he will always show us the right way. So, and it's the youth sermon I see now, because most of ours here today, they're not children or babies. They are young adults. They are our youth. And I'm glad that y'all came this morning to give me time to share my story. Thank you.
Amen.